Then he should dig bitterly and pray to Gurudev that, oh powerful Gurudev, you can do anything you like. I know that you are associates of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. You can give me a drop of your mercy.
Que cualquiera que desee cantar el santo nombre verdaderamente debe llorar amargamente, anhelantemente a tu Gurudev y decirle que yo sé que tú eres uno de los asociados del Señor, Krishna Mahaprabhu.
Without your mercy, without your mercy, I cannot chant, I cannot remember, I cannot hear pastimes of Krishna and Mahaprabhu.
Sí, con una gota de tu misericordia, sin tu misericordia, ¿no? Sin tu misericordia, yo no puedo cantar el santo nombre, recordar los pasatiempos del Señor, no puedo hacer servicio, no puedo hacer nada. Solo tu misericordia, con tu misericordia es que yo puedo hacer eso.
Without your mercy, I cannot do anything. I know I want to have a taste in chanting Harine, hearing pastimes of Krishna, but I cannot do.
Sin tu misericordia, yo no puedo degustar, escuchar los pasatiempos y cantar el santo nombre. Sin tu misericordia, yo no lo puedo hacer.
I know, I have no intelligence, I have no power, I'm fallen. Also, I have no intelligence at all. So please give me one drop of your mercy.
Yo no tengo nada de inteligencia, yo no tengo ninguna capacidad, yo no tengo nada. Así que por favor, dame una gota de tu misericordia. Con una gota de tu misericordia yo puedo lograrlo.
Especially, I know this fact that if anyone is obeying and honoring and serving his Gurudev, but not devotees, he cannot chant and remember, and he cannot have the mercy of Krishna and Mahaprabhu.
Que yo en la práctica he visto esto, que si alguien está sirviendo a su Gurudeva pero no sirve a los Vaishnavas, él no podrá cantar el santo nombre apropiadamente.
If anyone serving his Gurudev, honoring his Gurudev, but not his honoring proper Vaishnava, according to their qualities, according to their level, one cannot chant, remember, and he cannot do anything.
Que una persona, aunque esté sirviendo su Gurudeva, si él no honra a los Vaishnavas de acuerdo a su nivel, él no podrá cantar, ni recordar, ni avanzar más.
It may be that he has gone, he is some qualified, and he knows some Siddhanta, but if he is not honoring Vaishnava like Guru, then he will fall down.
Que puede que esta persona tenga algún conocimiento ontológico de las escrituras, Siddhanta, puede que él tenga algún avance, pero si él no honra apropiadamente a los Vaishnavas, como que si fueran su Guru, él ciertamente se caerá.
Because he has some difference between Gurudev and Vaishnava. It is very like offensive. So don't make any offense in Vaishnava lotus feet.
Que si él hace una diferencia entre Guru y Vaishnava en el trato con ellos, él cometerá una ofensa. Así que, por favor, no cometan esta ofensa.
Now some Thakur is telling, oh, have no intelligence, are not qualified, no quality, nothing. So please be merciful to give a drop of your mercy so that I can honor proper Vaishnava. And also I have can have a taste in chanting, remembering and hearing pastimes of Krishna.
Así que Narottam Das Thakur ha dicho que por favor dame una gota de tu misericordia de tal manera de yo poder honrar apropiadamente al Guru y Vaishnava y poder entonces obtener un gusto por recordar, cantar y escuchar el santo nombre.
Those who are not qualified to be a guru, but is still they propose that that false ego that we are guru, not giving proper respect to all Vaishnavas according to their level. Oh, very soon they will fall down.
Si algún devoto tiene el ego falso de creer que él es guru y debido a esto no honra apropiadamente de acuerdo a su nivel a los Vaishnavas, él muy pronto cometerá ofensas y caerá.
Without the association of any high class of Vaishnavas, anyone cannot know the glory of his Gurudev.
Si uno no tiene la asociación de un Vaishnava elevado, muy elevado, él nunca podrá conocer la gloria de su Gurudev.
Gurudev is that himself tell his glory. Though he is high class of Vaishnava and he may be associate of Krishna Mahaprabhu, but he will not glorify himself. So Vaishnava will glorify him. And then anyone can know his Gurudev glory, otherwise he will not know. So try to have so much love, honor for Vaishnava.
Sí, que uno puede tener a su Gurudev, asociarse con su Gurudev, pero debido a que su Gurudev es tan elevado, él nunca va a hablar de sí mismo. Nunca se va a referir a sí mismo. ¿Ah?
Vanagloria.
Sí, vanagloria, se refiere a sí mismo para describirse pues su gloria. De tal manera que uno tiene que asociarse con otros Vaishnavas que son elevados, ellos sí van a vanagloriar y a describir la gloria de su Guru.
If you are not going to shower me your mercy one drop, then I will weep and I will die. If you are not going to shower me your mercy, if you are not going to give me your mercy, then I will weep and I will die.
Si tú no me otorgas, si tú no me das tu misericordia, me otorgas tu misericordia, yo ciertamente lloraré y moriré.
So, Narottam Thakur is glorifying association of Vaishnava, glorifying high class of devotees, without the help of an association of very high class of devotees, we cannot go up. We cannot develop our heart.
Así que Narottam Das Thakur está en esta canción, está alabando la asociación con Vaishnava de elevado clase, elevado tipo, porque solo asociándonos con ellos es que nosotros podemos desarrollar.
Gauranga bolita hai. Are you all understanding?
Yes,
try to sit very tightly, otherwise sleepiness may come. Not sleepiness, that is
Maya.
Very strong Maya. And he will come and sit on your eyelids, and then you will be bound to sleep, and not a drop of this Harikatha will go in your
ear.
So try to sit like, very tightly. Don't take this help of this wall. Otherwise, your eyes will be ready. like you have taken some drugs.
Liquor.
So don't be like me. It may be that if I will see that you are anyhow sleeping, then I may tell that you should stand up. And then it will be very fact of sad. So be careful.
Por favor, que si están entendiendo, Mahalá preguntó que si estaban entendiendo. Entonces le dice, por favor, siéntense rectos, derechos, porque si no, Maya va a sobrecogerlo, se va a sentar en sus cejas, en sus pestañas, y van a comenzar a dormirse. Y si están durmiendo,
So, if you calling how Gauranga 10 times, 30 times, last time even, but you have done or you are doing offensive things to Vaishnavas and Gurudev and Namdev, so it is like a very strong stone. So your heart will not melt. But if you are pure, if you chant one time Ha Gauranga, oh, it will come. Tears will come. Heart will be melt. Then at once all the worldly desire will go. Oh, I want to marry. Oh, this will go. I want to have any friend, girlfriend. What?
Boyfriend.
Oh, at once quickly it will go. But if these desires are there, then no heart melting. Where you are chanting Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna, Ha Gauranga Nityan. No. So quickly you should clear your heart. Not doing any offense in the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, Nam and Krishna and Mahav. Very, very special thing, important thing. Or myself. Narottam Thakur is not against marriage system. He is not against marriage system. If married, no harm. Like Pandavas, like Srivas Acharya and like others. But when you are have been initiated, then you should not be so much attached to worldly things. One day you will have to give up when you will be old or when you will die. So you should be in family life, no harm, but not too much attached. And then not divorce and again taking new husband and wife. Not like this. Be very strong. Try to make Krishna your beloved.
Beloved.
There is none beautiful, not merciful, not powerful anyone than Krishna. If you will tell Krishna, oh my beloved, Krishna will come and help you and save you. All this.
Y que en nuestra línea, que en Narottam Das Thakur no está en contra del matrimonio, en nuestra línea no está en contra del matrimonio. Pero si alguien está casado, él puede ser devoto. Él no debe estar muy apegado, él puede mantenerse casado, pero él debe centrar su atención en Krishna. Si nosotros debemos hacer a Krishna nuestro amado, si nosotros llamamos a Krishna, oh Krishna, mi amado, ven y me ayuda, inmediatamente él va a venir. Así que nosotros debemos poner nuestra atención en Krishna.
Y
explicó que uno no debe casarse y entonces luego divorciarse y luego casarse otra vez y luego divorciarse. Eso es contrario a nuestra línea y al desarrollo espiritual.
So Narottam Thakur is telling, it is very hard that without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, anyone cannot have the mercy of
Gauchandra.
The mercy of Gauchandra is subordinate to the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu.
Dependent
Que así pues el Narottanda Thakur está explicando que nosotros somos dependientes de la misericordia de Nityananda Prabhu. Sin la misericordia de Nityananda Prabhu nosotros no podemos, no podremos tener la misericordia.
Don't
de
sleep anyone. So without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, anyone cannot have the mercy of, realize the mercy of Gaurachandra. So first Nityananda Prabhu Guru and then Mahaprabhu like worshipable.
Que en, así pues, en, sin la misericordia de Nityananda Prabhu nosotros no podremos tener la misericordia de Nityananda Mahaprabhu. Así que nosotros debemos primero aceptar la misericordia de Nityananda Prabhu como nuestro Guru y luego hacer a Nityananda Mahaprabhu nuestro objeto de adoración.
In service of Krishna. In bhakti of Krishna, it is essential that any desire, worldly desire, or obstacle, there should not be there. Only one desire will be that our bhakti should be developed. Desire to serve Krishna should be developed. Only this desire should be there. Or I should serve my Gurudev, all Vaishnavas. This desire will be, but not for our bodily or mental any desire to be ourselves happy. Then bhakti will go away. So it will go only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Anyone can do.
The
last
one. Yeah. All material desires will go only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Anyone cannot help without Nityananda Prabhu.
Maharaj está explicando que en el servicio a Krishna ningún deseo debe existir en nuestro corazón, ningún deseo material. El único deseo que debe estar ahí es desarrollar nuestra devoción por Krishna. Únicamente eso. Que a menos que nosotros sirvamos apropiadamente al Guru y a los Vaishnavas, nosotros no podemos erradicar eso de allí. Solo por la misericordia de Nityananda Prabhu es que nosotros podemos erradicar los deseos materiales de nuestro corazón y desarrollar nuestro servicio.
You should always understand this fact that only Nityananda Prabhu has manifested himself in the qualified guru line. All gurus are manifestants of Nityananda, but not bogus guru. Are manifestations of Nityananda Prabhu. Only all. Like Rup, Sanatan, Narad, even Sukadev Goswami, even Vyasdev, even Brahma also. And our whole Guru Parampara, like Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Krishna Das Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and Ishi, Bhakti Vedanta also, Pujyabhar Siddhar Maharaj. All those who are high class of Acharya, they are manifestations of Nityananda Prabhu.
May I ask
you? Yes,
what about the worship of Galahapandi?
Oh, Radhika, he is herself Radhika. No difference between Radhika and Gadadhar. He is more than sometimes Nityananda Prabhu also.
So the worship of Galahapandi is more
invasive. But you will have to see that what is the, in what way we can worship Gaugadadhar. There are some ways, particular rules and regulations. Anyone, general person cannot.
Also, I want to ask, we can ask this first. I didn't hear his question.
Question is that worship of Gaugadadhar is superior or worship of Gadadhar, how bona fide it is?
Okay. La pregunta del devoto fue que si la adoración de Gadadhar o Gaugadadhar era fidedigna y apropiada.
Srila Narayana Maharaj responde que Gadadhar, Srila Gadadhar Pandit, no hay diferencia entre él y Srimati Radharani, que no hay ninguna diferencia, y que en muchas ocasiones es superior a Srinitananda Prabhu, pero que la oración de Gaura Gadadhar no es para las personas comunes, que están usualmente bajo reglas y regulaciones, que tienen que estar situados en una etapa muy avanzada para poder tener acceso a esa oración.
But Srimati Radhika does pranam to Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. Because he is elder brother of Krishna.
Baldev Prabhu, Balaram.
Baldev Prabhu, who is himself Nityananda Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu is elder brother of Krishna. So when Krishna will, Baldev Prabhu will be there, then Krishna will do pranam to Baldev Prabhu, because
he is
elder. But in a rasa tattva, oh, Krishna is so high.
Que cuando Baladeva y Krishna están juntos, Krishna ofrecerá reverencia a Baladeva, porque Baladeva es mayor que Krishna. Radharani viene también y le ofrece dando a Baladeva. Pero cuando Krishna en su raza es mucho más elevado, en raza tattva, es más elevado que Baladeva.
Externally, Srimati Radhika will do pranam to Baldev Prabhu, far, very far away. And Baldev Prabhu will honor her like his daughter. And he will give
blessings.
But he knows that, oh, Radhika is so superior. He is power of Srimati Krishna.
That's why he comes to Savajananda Mandir.
So, go on.
Maharaj está explicando que Baladeva, Srimati Radharani le ofrecerá reverencia.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
A Baladeva desde lejos. Y Baladeva Prabhu le dará sus bendiciones externamente a Srimati Radharani, pero internamente él dirá, ah, está Srimati Radharani, ¿qué le va a dar ella? Porque ella es la potencia del placer de Krishna.
And when Mahaprabhu will be in the mood of Radhika and dancing and crying for Krishna, then Nityananda Prabhu will not touch Srimati Mahaprabhu.
Así que también en el pasatiempo de Mahaprabhu, cuando Mahaprabhu está absorto en el bhava de Srimati Radharani, Nityananda Prabhu desde lejos, él percibirá esto y no se acercará, sino que desde lejos ofrecerá su reverencia.
But if you want to know what is the love and affection of Radha and Krishna, Kanjuga, then you will have to go into the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghuna. Without, there is no mean, no way.
Pero si ustedes desean conocer el amor divino entre Radha y Krishna, ustedes tendrán que tomar refugio de los pies de Vishnu, Rupa, Raghuna. Sin la misericordia de ellos, no habrá ninguna manera, no será posible.
Rupa Raghunath Pade Hai Veyakuti Tabe Ami Bhuja Vese Jugal Apiriti. When the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath will come, and then by their mercies we can know, oh, what is Jugal Rush, what is conjugal Rush melody, otherwise they cannot. And only by the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath we can be in Vrindavan, conjugal, and we can see and realize what is Vrindavan, what is the Braja Rasa, otherwise we cannot do. So, Narottam Thakur is praying for the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath.
Sí, nosotros así en la canción Narottam está orando a Rupa Raghunath, porque sin su misericordia
no se podrá tener acceso al yoga de raza, la relación amorosa entre Radhika, la relación conyugal amorosa entre Radhika. Solo cuando esa misericordia Rudraguna desciende a nosotros, entonces nosotros podremos entrar en esa relación de servicio con la divina pareja.
Can you tell what Nam Taki Dilam?
Rupa
Priya Prabhu. That why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world?
He descended in order to explain to the people, to the devotees and Vaishnavas in general, that the best way was not to view God as an awe-inspiring, far-away, frightening entity, but rather an entity who wants to be loved and love us and have a very intimate relationship with each devotee.
Yeah.
वो भी बता रहे हैं कि महाप्रभु ने आके बताया कि प्रणाम और दास और सेवक के भाव से भगवान को बहुत ज्यादा प्रसन्न नहीं किया जा सकता है, भगवान के साथ प्रेममय संबंध बनाना ये आखिर में सब कुछ.
कैन यू डिफाइन दैट व्हाट इज दैट रिलेशन दैट चैतन्य महाप्रभु वांटेड टू स्प्रिंकल टू ऑल जीवास. What was his mercy?
What kind of love he wanted to distribute?
Was like the conventional love between Radha and Krishna.
जैसा राधा राधा और कृष्ण में प्रेम है वैसा देना चाहते थे महाप्रभु.
Did he wanted to give like dasharas? He came to give dasharas.
Like a
servitorship.
Like
Hanuman? No,
we want
to be friends. No, so you should.
Our dialogue, you should
speak in your language. Question answer. Oh, okay.
Maharaj está preguntando que cuál es la razón del advenimiento de Chaitanya Dev.
Why Mahaprabhu came? What he wanted? Yeah.
¿Por qué Mahaprabhu vino? ¿Cuál es la razón de su advenimiento? ¿Por qué él vino hasta aquí? Rupa Priya Prabhu.
Ajá, bueno, yo respondí que él vino para explicarle a los Vaishnavas esto, que bueno, no debían ver a Dios como una entidad así que inspira pavor, un excesivo respeto, que hay que reverenciar desde lejos, sino como un amigo que quiere que lo querramos y él nos querrá a nosotros, así como en el pasatiempo de Radha y Krishna, empezar un amor con gente tenso entre ellos.
In this connection, I want to give the explanation of 2-3 prayer of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
En este sentido, yo desearía explicar tres slokas, ¿no?
Verses of Chaitanya Chaitanya.
Del Chaitanya Chaitanya.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the 4 mercies.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ha descendido para distribuir 4 misericordias.
First, jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhutthanam dharmasya
padatmanam
siddhyam paritranay sadhunam vinashaya cha durshitam dharma santhapanam. He came to establish yuga dharma.
El Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ha citado 2 versos del Srimad Bhagavad Gita donde Krishna escribe que él viene milenio tras milenio. Y ese es el primer motivo, que él viene a establecer el Yuga Dharma.
To save his devotees and to control and finish their demons.
To help the devotees.
To save and help devotees.
Para salvar a los devotos, protegerlos y eliminar a los demonios, él adviene, él viene.
Secondary, Advaita Charge has called him. Oh, you should come, oh my Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of God. You should come and save world by giving prem.
También la segunda razón el llamado de Advaita Charge. Él oró a Krishna, oh tú Krishna, Suprema Personalidad de Dios, por favor desciende y da tu prem, distribuye tu prem a todo el mundo.
What is Yuga Dharma? For first he came. Yuga Dharma was named Sankirtan of Kali Yuga. So he came also to establish
Yugdharma
Nam Sankirtan.
El primer motivo, ¿cuál es el primer motivo? Establecer el Yuga Dharma. ¿Y cuál es ese Yuga Dharma? El Harinam Sankirtan, el canto congregacional de los santos nombres.
Thirdly, to sprinkle his mercy to give Om service of Radha and Krishna, like park he moved, like manjari.
En la tercera razón del advenimiento de Chaitanya Mahaprabhu es el de otorgar el servicio en parakilla a Shiva de Krishna en la modalidad de Manjari, Manjari Baba.
And he wanted to taste three desires of how glorious is the pranay of Radhika.
Love of life.
Entonces quería realizar tres cosas. Él quería degustar tres cosas. Cuán glorioso es el amor de Radharani.
Especially I have four special kinds of qualities, more than any of
manifestations.
And that is Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, or Guna Madhuri.
Que en particular yo tengo cuatro calificaciones o cualidades que no tienen ninguna otra manifestación divina. A saber, son Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, y Guna Madhuri.
Especially Radhika test is an attractive way.
Extreme
way. Radhika test. These four madhuri qualities.
Que cuando Radharani, estas cuatro cualidades son experimentadas por Srimati Radharani, su éxtasis va al extremo.
So, how she tests these four
sweetness.
Así que, ¿cómo puede él experimentar esos cuatro tipos de dulzura?
And what kind of happiness comes by testing?
¿Y qué tipo de felicidad se derivará de experimentarlo?
So he wanted to test all three desires.
Así que él quería experimentar esos tres deseos.
Now he is telling in fourth chapter, Adi, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prem Nam Pracharite Ehi Avatar. Satyayi hetu kintu iho bahiranga ar ek hetu suno ache antaranga. Have you this book?
Yes,
I do.
There is
Bring.
Should be there. It's not in the Pujari. No, that is in Spanish. In the Pujari. Vocal,
he is telling that. Oh, it is true. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to preach name and prem, love and name of Krishna. It is okay, it is true, but it is external, not internal.
Sí, ciertamente, si Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ha descendido para distribuir el nombre y el prema de Krishna, eso es cierto, pero es externo.
Swayam Bhagavaner karma nahe bhar haran sthiti karta Vishnu karen jagat palan. He is telling, he has bringing?
Yes, bringing.
Krishna is himself supreme personality of Godhead. Adi 4th, 8th. So, Krishna is himself supreme personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. The duty of Mahavishnu or Vaitacharya, he can establish Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan, and he can control demons, he can save all devotees. This is the job of Mahavishnu.
Advaitacharya, Mahavishnu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu es Krishna mismo. Y el trabajo de establecer el Nama, Yuga Dharma, Nama, y ayudar a los devotos, erradicar a los demonios y todo eso, es el trabajo de Mahavishnu, quien es Advaita Charya.
Atayo Vishnu Dvara Krishna Kare Asura Sanghare. Have you answered your sutra?
The scriptures proclaim that Lord Krishna previously descended to take away the burden of the earth. To take away this burden, however, is not the work of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The maintainer, Lord Vishnu, is the one who protects the universe.
Give him time to translate.
I can read this one.
Yes. Or you can read and translate.
La escritura proclama que el Señor Krishna descendió anteriormente para quitar la carga de la tierra. Sin embargo, quitar esa carga no es la tarea de la Suprema Personalidad de Dios. El sustentador, el Señor Vishnu, es quien protege el universo.
Yelagi अवतार को ही से मूल कारण
14.
Así pues, la matanza de los demonios no es más que un trabajo secundario. Ahora, yo voy a hablar de la principal razón de la encarnación del Señor.
So he is now telling why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. Not for only Nam Sankirtan preaching. It is secondary. राग मार्ग भक्ति प्रेम रस निर्जात करिते आस्वादन राग मार्ग भक्ति लोके करिते प्राचारण यू शुड फर्स्ट ट्रांसलेट इन इंग्लिश एंड देन इन स्पेनिश
Thus the killing of the demons is but secondary work. I shall now speak of the main reason for the Lord's incarnation.
प्रेम रस निर्जात करिते आस्वादन रागमार्ग भक्ति लोके करिते प्रचारण रसिक शेखर कृष्ण परम करुण एई दुई हेतु हईते इच्छा उद्गम.
The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction, Ragamarg. Thus, he is known as supremely jubilant, Rasika Shekhar, and Paramakarun, the most merciful of all.
No. Oh, you should hear. I will ask questions from anyone. Those who will hear, they can answer. Otherwise, no. So, very attentively, you should hear what he is going to tell.
Maharaj está diciendo que deben ser muy atentos, escuchar muy atentamente, porque en cualquier momento él va a preguntar, a hacer preguntas a la audiencia. De tal forma que deben estar pendientes de lo que se está leyendo para que puedan responder, seguir la dilación. El deseo del Señor de aparecer nació de dos razones. Él quiso saborear la dulce esencia de las melodías del amor de Dios, Raga Marga, y quiso propagar en el mundo el servicio de los soñados en el plano de la atracción espontánea. Así pues, a él se le conoce como supremamente jubiloso y como el más misericordioso de todos.
Krishna is so merciful. He is so merciful, no? That is why he comes to preach rag marg bhakti. What is that? Rag marg bhakti. Spontaneous love of how it can be achieved to mercy to all jivas. To preach how a spontaneous love of Krishna can be
obtained.
This is reason one, because he is so much high class of merciful, and secondary he is so causeless. No, Rasik Shekhar. What is Rasik Shekhar? He is the object of all rasas. He can taste all rasas. Sant, Dasa, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhur, Hasya, Karuna, Adhut, Raudra, Bhayanak, Vibhat, all 12 rasas. Mm. He is very expert. He is himself ocean of rasa. So he wants to taste these three desires of his heart desire.
Yes. Krishna es muy misericordioso. Y siéndolo así, él deseó primeramente otorgar el raga marga bhakti a la gente en general. Solo alguien como él, quien es extremadamente misericordioso, desea entregar este tipo de bhakti, raga marga bhakti, a la gente. Segundo, el Ratika Sekara. Él es quien es capaz de experimentar completa y totalmente todas las razas, los 12 razas, los 5 primarios y los 7 secundarios. Él es sumamente experto en derivar placer al degustar estos 12 razas. Y por último, él quiere degustar o saborear los 3 deseos internos con los cuales él adviene.
Can you repeat?
Yes.
Yes, you should do.
The purpose of the coming of the Lord was because he wants to give to the living entities the Raganuga sentiment.
The way how we can obtain that high class of a spontaneous love to Radha and Krishna.
Because he is so merciful.
And he was ocean of rasa.
Ratika Sekar.
He was also Ratika Sekar. He contains all the rasa.
What is the meaning of Ratika Sekar?
He is the king of all rasa.
Yes.
So, the king of the taste of the rasa, and also to show these rasas to the living entity.
He wanted to relish.
To relish. And to give knowledge now? About this?
Oh, it has come before. Oh, sometime. Oh, you should speak. What I told. Repeat. He is Rashik Shekhar and he is Karun Shekhar. And you should take? No. Go on. Don't laugh.
Krishna is the taster of all rasas. He's the connoisseur of those that are rasas. And he came to taste the same Prem Ras near Das Aswaran, to taste the essence of the Prem Ras that Srimati Radhika is tasting the different maduris of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan Dham. So Krishna was astonished. How she's feeling more ecstasy than me, how she's drowning in the prem more than I am. So I want to taste that very thing. How she, I feel a certain way when I'm with her, but it appears that she feels even deeper emotions than I feel for her, that she feels for me. So wanting to taste that, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste that thing here, and secondary to preach Ragmar Bhakti all over the world to the Jews, to give the Unasut Ujwala Ras for Bhakti Triyam, which Sudhiji explained yesterday, the Swami and Srimati Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own mood as Srimati Radhika in his heart, the beauty of that tree is Manjari Bhat. So to give that thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like secondary reason, he came to this earth
like
to
creeper.
Spread that.
Like creeper.
Anything to speak?
Many, boldly.
Now, Aswarya Gyanetis of Jagat Mishri, Aswarya Sithil Preme, Nahi Moroprita.
All the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty, but love weakened by that sense of majesty does not satisfy me.
Amake Iswarmane Apanakehi, Tar Preme Bosh Ami Nahoyodhi.
If one regards me as the Supreme Lord and himself as a subordinate, I do not become subservient to his love, nor can it control me.
You should explain.
17
and
18. Todo el universo está lleno del concepto de mi majestuosidad, pero el amor debilitado por ese sentido de majestuosidad no me satisface. Si alguien me ve como el Señor Supremo y se ve a sí mismo como un subordinado, yo no me subordinaré a su amor,
ni puede este controlarme.
मोर पुत्र मोर सखा मोर प्राणपति यही भावे जेई मोरे करे शुद्ध भक्ति अपना के बड़ माने हमारे समहीन से ही भावे आमी होई तहार अधीन कौन
21-22 If one cherishes pure loving devotion to me,
this is very important.
If one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, thinking of me as his son, his friend, or his beloved, regarding himself as great, and considering me his equal or inferior, I become subordinate to him.
Yes, sir.
Si alguien abriga una devoción amorosa pura por mí, considerándome su hijo, su amigo o su amante, teniéndose a sí mismo por grande y considerándome igual o inferior a él, yo me subordino a él.
In first stage, we should know that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead.
En la primera etapa, nosotros debemos considerar a Krishna como la suprema personalidad de Dios.
He contends he has all kinds of opulence and force.
Sí, él debemos considerar que él tiene todas las opulencias en plenitud.
He's all powerful. All powers invested in him.
Debemos considerar que él es todo poderoso, que todos los poderes están en él.
He can create whole world in a second and destroy and do anything as he likes.
Él puede crear el mundo y puede destruirlo todo en un segundo. Él puede hacer lo que él quiera.
But if you like to have or